I think the real turning point with me with my guitar was when I began to write new songs. For 2 years, I was so focused on remembering all the songs from childhood, from what I wrote when I was 15 through the age of 21. All the lyrics from those songs were applicable to my life. I wrote about losing my child before that happened. There were prophecies, and I wanted to make sure they would never be forgotten again. So I went to have them all arranged, recorded them. I didn't sing very well. I took voice lessons. I just got so into it. But I kept being asked, are you going to write something new? I was going through so much. My mother and father were very ill. And the first song that came to me was an instrumental. And I just loved the sound of the chords. And I started to hear the words come to me. And I wrote them out, and it was so exciting. I wrote my first song as an adult woman. Mm-hmm. And then before I knew it, another song came to me. It was about letting my father go and setting him free. And I had no idea it was about really setting myself free. All the lyrics applied to so many parts of my life. And then I wrote the song that expressed that I needed to change my life the most, about how unhappy I was in my marriage. And then I wrote a song about leaving, going through a door. And then I wrote the song about clarity. My life became clear. It's never too late to turn your life around. And then I began to realize that all the songs I was writing were really songs to help me change my life. That it was almost, I wasn't even religious, but I began to believe there was a God, that this was a really beautiful thing to help me. And I began to follow my lyrics. And I changed my life. And I don't know how I did it. I was married 31 years. I didn't want to hurt anybody. It was hard for my kids. And I don't have regrets that I waited, because after that many years, I was comfortable. I think the whole key is the song that I wrote was the unknown. Life is filled with unknown. You can choose to view the unknown as scary, or you can view the unknown as beautiful. I didn't know what the unknown was going to be. I didn't know I'd have an eye condition. I didn't know if I'd financially be able to survive. I've been a freelance artist since I was 21. I don't know what my income would be. But it's so interesting, because I reinvented myself from a painter to a digital artist. And after I moved here to start my new life, I began working a lot, and I'm in very much demand with the kind of illustrations that I do. And I'm so blessed, and I'm blessed even with my eye condition, that I can do that at home. So there's so many blessings in my life.
Wait, you're saying your eye condition is a blessing with your work?
No, that I'm blessed that I can still work despite this condition. I don't have to go into an office. Many people with this condition are struggling because they're in a workplace that has blowing air that hurts their eyes, or the lights, and they'll tell their employer, I can't handle this, and then they lose their job. Many people can't work with this condition. I am very, very lucky.
Absolutely. So you make your own hours, you right. set your own setting, your environment is good mm-hmm. for you.
But I have to make sure that I take care of myself. That's the self-love thing. You know, I exercise, even though, again, food was a comfort for me dealing with the situation, I feel very important. I feel that my songs, no matter what happens to them, I work on them a lot, just because it just is my fuel. And you know what the most amazing thing is when I share something with somebody where it touches them and they tell me. They tell me that my song made a difference in their life and it changed their life. And I've had a few people tell me that, and that's what keeps me going.
That's an amazing thing. As I see you doing more of that, I'm taken with how important that is and how meaningful it is to you.
I know. I was thinking one day, would I rather reach thousands of people or really reach 10 people? I'd rather reach 10 people. I actually am reaching people one person at a time. I reach out by writing to help people. When I see someone write something on the support group, something like, my eyes are killing me today, I want to pull my eyeballs out. A young girl wrote, "I want to die. I can't live with this. My parents don't understand. I can't go to school. It hurts." There was a lady that said she was going to kill herself, and nobody really knew what to write, and I wrote. And I wrote to her, and I said, "Don't. It's temporary, and there are people that love you if you do that. It's going to hurt so many people. I know that you have someone that loves you. You can get through this. Hang on." That's how I did it. Just hang in there. And think about it differently. How we think about it makes a huge difference.